Hello? Do you want to come over and watch me moisturize my elbows? Come on, you'll have fun. I'm so fascinating with my skincare routine. Come on, you big Jesse. You'll have fun. Because I'm bored and I want company, and you are company. I was going to add very good company. Please. Because I cannot commit to a streaming service and I require stimulation. Mother, my cranium requires maintenance, and by maintenance I mean, please come over. I know all that effort you have to put your slippers on, go through your front door, come over to my door, all the way next door. However will you manage it? Oh, but you're so brave. Come on. There's a Snickers bar in it for you. Attaboy, see you soon.
Hello, how are you?
Would it interest you to know I have hot chocolate?
Come hither, sit.
I already made it. There you go.
Plop yourself down and consume. I must have the most moisturized body in the universe. And still, somehow, I need to be moisturized every single day. What is that about? Why did my ancestors bless me with dry skin? You are costing me bottles of Vaseline. You have no consideration for my bank account. Bastards. How's your hot chockey? Good. So, what's going on with you? What do you know? Who've you seen? Who's died? Exchange information with me because I don't go outside. Because I was sensible enough to get a job that required me to work inside, away from other people. Yeah, but I'm still bitchy and I still need information. Come on.
Share the loot. Ah. We knew she was having an affair. Silly, silly girl. Why did she do that? Why didn't she just say, I'm unhappy and I don't want to be here? And he would have been like, yes, of course. Goodbye, we're both sad, but we move on with dignity. Now there's just resentment, shame, and betrayal. Tedious. I will never, ever understand cheating. Just wank off. Honestly. You probably do a better job than having an affair anyway. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm far more capable of giving myself an orgasm than anybody else's. And that's not arrogance, that's just lots of practice. Why cause devastation and destruction when you can have a wank and say, you know what, I think I'm attracted to that person, but I'm going to make the choice not to do anything about it because that would hurt my loved one. And if I don't love them anymore, I'll just say, this isn't working, goodbye. Because then you can at least have the memory of, you respected me enough to say, no, this is not working. Oy, 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 it's like people enjoy drama. Yes, but I enjoy drama as a spectator. There's a difference. Think it's eucalyptus? All the other moisturizers are too floral. They're like rose or strawberry. I do not wish to smell of potpourri. I wish to smell of peace. And clean things. I essentially smell like a very clean bathroom.
What's so appealing about that?
Take a clean bathroom over a dirty bedroom any day.
Have you been inside other people's homes? Bedrooms are filthy.
Oh, all sorts of food residue and God knows what bodily fluids. Give me a clean bathroom smell any day. This is necessary. I am a dry husk of a woman if I don't do this.
Well, I am happy to destroy the feminine mystique for you.
Because there's really nothing that mysterious about women.
Mm-mm.
We are practical, feeling people. All we require is respect, decency, and autonomy over our own bodies. Yet somehow we always get labeled as harpies, witches, bitches, and teasers. That's the worst one of all. You tease. No. I just didn't want to sleep with you. They'll call you a slut if you have sex. They'll call you a tease if you say no. There's just... It's like the virginity thing with men. Oh, you haven't had sex, you pussy. It's like, pardon? What? I wonder how many men have had sex when they're actually ready to have sex versus they just thought, I need to get this over with. Sad. You meant to have this organic, nice experience instead. It's like, I must find the hole and then my brothers will respect me. And it's... I don't even blame the men. I blame the structure. It's the same with women. Oh, well, you've had so many dicks inside you, therefore you're not valuable. It's like, what? What? What are you talking? And so then you get two groups of women. You get the women who go, fuck that, and go out and fuck. And then they get disillusioned and sad, and then you get the women that fear sex and men and the patriarchy and say, I'm staying inside and never doing anything. It is genitals going inside orifices. What a load of shit. Sorry, I just haven't seen anybody all day, and your face is always so... Yes, go on, get your rant over with, and it soothes me. No, now must do the legs. You see what we have to go through? Primping and prepping and toning and shining and smoothing, and yes, nobody is making me do this, but I do not wish to feel like the Crypt Keeper.
Anyway, what was I talking about?
Ah, yes, the way in which sex is used as a social status marker and not an authentic experience. I lost mine to my first boyfriend. I loved him very much. He went on to become a dentist and he's now married. I think he has two babies. He wanted babies and I didn't. No, he was very nice to me. I loved him and he loved me. And part of love is accepting that you can't change people. And you want the best for them. And it's okay to move on and live your life. It's fine. Happened a long time ago. Not very often, but I'm glad I had that experience with him. It was nice to have sex because I wanted to. I felt loved and safe and respected and... Yeah. So, how did you lose yours? One night stand, love of your life, awkward encounter at a party? You don't remember? Well, fair enough. You've clearly had way more sex than me. No? Oh. That's okay.
serious. Why wouldn't it be okay? Oh. Oh, that makes sense. You just want to have sex. That is, it's really refreshing. Just the honesty, you know, instead of being like, oh, well, I'm not really a man, or blah, 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 or, you know, everyone makes fun of me, and it's like, those things exist, yes, but it's still not a reason to have sex. But I just want to try it. That makes sense. Good for you. What? I'm allowed to be supportive of your sexual curiosities. Any reason you never had sex? Well, is it like a fear, or just never had the opportunity, or... Ah, cripplingly shy and introverted. It's all coming together. So, is there any reason you'd want to have sex, or just curious, or you'd like to be in a relationship? Cause I'm a curious little beaver and I've got nothing else to talk about, come on. Unless you don't want to, that's okay. No, I'm sorry, I get pushy, it's not my business, You sure? Okay. Ah, so ideally you'd like to be in love, but it's not a requirement. Again, refreshing. You okay? Hey. But you look so sad. Oh, fuck off, you're a loser. What are you talking about? Do you know who are actually losers? Rapists. People that sex traffic. Fraudsters. Molesters. Are you any of those? No. Didn't think so. Stop with the loser talk. Because you're not a loser. You haven't stuck your dick inside a woman, so what? I've never stuck my dick inside a woman. You are not a loser. You're not a bad person, you're not immoral or lackluster or any of those things. You are someone who has yet to have sex. And that's like a tiny aspect of you, it's... But I do understand wanting to. You do know you're fuckable, don't you? Just talking from a callous, objective standpoint. Well, you have nice eyes and nice hair and your face is a nice shape. Yes, but I have eyes and I'm human. Oh, French men, I've got lots of friends I wouldn't fuck. Listen to me. You are very fuckable. And you are kind, and you are nice, and you are sincere, and you have lots going for you. Just stop calling yourself a fucking loser. You sound like a loser. Just like heroin, self-pity is to be administered in tiny, tiny amounts. What I mean is, stop with the whole, oh my god, I'm a loser, I've never touched a woman's vagina. It's nice, okay? It's a nice experience, but it's not this earth-shattering, life-altering, oh my god, I see the Venn diagram of life. It's just body parts and fluids and hopefully an orgasm. And if you're still in doubt, well, I'll fuck you. Did I stutter? I will. Many You're my friend. I trust you. I know you don't carry diseases, neither do I, and, I trust you'll work hard to please me. Which is much more than I can say for my last Tinder date. You don't want to know. Women can have a practical mind about sex too, you know. And I'm sick of seeing this self-pitying, sad face. I want to see this face happy. Would you like to have sex with me? Well, it doesn't have to be now. We can schedule it. We can make it an event, you know, like wine and dine, have a bath together, get you smelling like a nice clean bathroom. I am very, very schnurious. Well, how long have I known you? 4, 5 years? You've never assaulted me, you've never made me feel scared, you helped me put the bookshelf up. And as I said, very fuckable. Give me your hands. Give me your hands. Look at me. This is not pity. This is not me doing you a favor. I like you. I trust you. And I think we could have very good sex. As stipulated before, you're thoughtful, kind, and considerate. Not bad qualities in the bedroom. Have a time to think it over. Don't rush. You don't want rush sex. No, especially not for your first time. You want to remember it. Oh, you'd remember if you were with me. Well, it just so happens I'm also thoughtful, kind, and considerate. Finish your hot chocolate. And let's think about a day we can do this. I'm free next Friday. I finish work early. I'll have time to come home, shower, clean the flat, and, yeah. If that works for you. I don't know how to answer that. Okay, now I do. No, I will not be figuratively fucking with you, but yes, I will be literally fucking with you. Does that answer your question? Good. Now I must continue my ritual embalming. Also, how do you feel about condoms? Well, I'm not on any birth control, and as I said, I don't want children, so you're gonna have to wear a raincoat. Oh, that was nice and easy. Thank you very much. It's better to get all the technical talk out of the way first. I'll pick up some condoms and lube. Oh. You already have some, do you? Look at you, prepared boy. Absolutely not. We like a man who comes ready. So next Friday? It's a date.